Listen to this news. Canada expands air transport. Accords open gates to Ethiopia, Jordan, Turkey. Canada's latest aviation milestones signify a major leap in international travel and trade dynamics. Transport Minister Pablo Rodriguez announced the expansion of Canada's air transport accords with Ethiopia, Jordan, and Turkey, reflecting a strategic enhancement of global connectivity. Under the new arrangement, Canada and Ethiopia have agreed to increase their weekly passenger flights to 7, up from 5. This growth not only cements the bilateral relations between the two nations but also opens up greater access to the sub-Saharan African region for Canadians. In a similar vein, the amended agreement with Jordan also permits 7 weekly passenger flights for each country, a notable rise from the previous 3 flights. This expansion addresses the increasing demand for air travel between Canada and Jordan, reflecting the deepening ties between the two countries. The revision in the agreement with Turkey focuses on enhancing cargo transport, with the weekly all-cargo flights being raised to 7 for each nation, from the former 3. This increase is set to strengthen trade and logistics operations, highlighting the importance of robust trade routes in today's global economy. These agreements, part of Canada's Blue Sky policy, are designed to promote sustainable competition and the expansion of international air services. To date, Canada has successfully established new or expanded air transport agreements with over 110 countries under this policy. Quotes from Canadian officials underscore the significance of these agreements. Minister Rodriguez emphasized the role of enhanced air linkages in fostering human interaction and streamlining goods movement. Meanwhile, Mary Ng, Minister of Export Promotion, International Trade, and Economic Development, highlighted the potential for these new air routes to advance trade relationships, create opportunities for Canadian businesses, and bolster the national economy. With these modifications, Canada not only enriches its aviation landscape but also reinforces its position as a key player in fostering global connectivity and economic development. IMEX sector, Peru adopts AutoCarNet in 2024, enhancing Latin American trade.